نعم. سو بعفو بعفو تيس ده انا حكينا نعم يوم كوشن ببديكيس ميكو موكي because what was that kosher of the Eid about? What Eid of the Eid about? Of the original Eid about? Some say that the Yishe was wearing black clothes, let's say, and one would say that the Yishe was wearing, when she was Mizane, she was wearing white. So then, now, if we expect, if we anticipate that another set of Eidim will come and testify that they saw that the woman was Mizane, so either they will confirm what one of the Eidim said, or what the other one of the Eidim said. But the Tzitzmena, because according to the Rabbonon, HaKosh in the Dikes has no significance. So it doesn't matter. This is an immaterial fact, and even HaKosh is not related. So Memele, according to the Rabbonon, that HaKosh in the Dikes is not related, so it doesn't matter whose HaGodeh they'll confirm, whether they'll confirm the HaGodeh of the one who says, she wore the Yishe at the time of the Zuz, or they'll confirm the HaGodeh of the one who says that Godim Shechelim she wore. But the Masal is the Kashi, but since Teisve says that in addition to the HaKosh in the Bikes of the Dabao, the Av were Mastish HaKosh in Nive, the Dabao, so Memele, how can the Hakomim say that the chiyu of Meir Kesef is by Chokim, because according to the Hakomim, so there is a possibility that other Emun show up and testify that she was Mizane, but the Yah will be Makrish the other Emun also. And the Aloha is that not only Trey Utrey, even if you have two kiddes Eidim testifying one way, and one can testify the other way. So Treki Meyo, even if you have 100 Kitei Seidim testifying that the Yishe was Mizane, but one Kateidim testifying to his Maxish HaKoshek Mura and says the Yishe was not Mizane. So it's philosophic. So it's philosophic. So how does Teisa say that according to the Chachomi, in the case where the Abaal or Machshav testify that the Yishe was Mizane, that the Yishe was Mizane, so the Yishe was Mizane, so and the Machshav themselves in Dikis. One said that she wore Godim Levin, one said that she wore Godim Shcheret, and then they were in the Av. Well, Mach is the same as Ida Baal, the Ida Baal, a Koshik Mure. So me say she cannot get it. So what kind of a question is involved there? The view of the incumbent upon the Baal, the Yoke. So that is to be considered, not by, is to be handled by Chokim. Why? Because according to the Chachomim, to the Ramon, we anticipate that otherwise he will show up and testify that the issue was Mizan. So he says, and even though the other Eidim will testify the initial Mizari, no probability will confirm now, either the Agode, the statement of one of the Eidim, that were Shevim, or the other. But it doesn't matter, because according to Rabbonon, HaKosh indicates is of no significance. So but if other Eidim will confirm the Agode of the original part of the Yabal, so they will also be mukresh from the idea and take him out. So again, there won't be any union of the Foshes. So why do the Chachomim require? Why the Chachomim require? That's the Mashal, because the Mashal says that the real Yamin, the thesis cannot be asked. However, the Mashal explains it very well. I mean, and the Maram also explains it in the same way, except that there is a Toy Sefer in one of the words of the Maram. But he also explains it in the same way as the Mashal. So the Mashal says that we can anticipate, according to Hakomim, we can anticipate that other Eidim Abaal will show up and they'll testify that he is so. And still, when the other Eidim show up, they won't be, they will not be Mukhesh from the Eidim Abaal. Why? Because, let's say, now there was the original Kat Eidim of Eidim Abaal, so Heta Kosh in the
day.
And the point is that I mean, that isn't invalid in Yahweh. But
in addition to that, the output of the stadium, and they were matched. What does it mean they were matched? For example, let's say that the day they are bound to testify that the issue was on Sunday, let's say on Sunday in Malefnissen, let's say Stationsheim, 8 o'clock in the morning.
So tomorrow
he testified that he saw that the issue was Mizane, that the issue was Mizane at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then they are testifying that it couldn't have taken place 8 o'clock in the morning because at the same time, 8 o'clock in the morning, so they war with the issue. Now that's a caution, it's not a zombie. Hazome it would be, they would say, they walk with the Eidim at 8 o'clock in the morning, the Shredish Nissen do not matter. But if they say that they walk with the Eidim, without the Eidim, but with the Isha, do not matter. Now, the Eidim Abal testify that let's say in Yerushalayim, let's say that in Yerushalayim, so that it used to place our peace on Sunday, 8 o'clock in the morning in Yerushalayim, so then the Eidim Abal say no. At 8 o'clock, on Sunday, Aleph Nissen, they walk with the Yishe in another place. So that wouldn't be Hazomi. Hazomi, it would be the same with the Eidim, they walk with the Yishe. But if they say they walk with the Yishe, then it would be Hakosh. Now, so she can get peace right now.
Is because there is a cost.
We don't know this down the truth. I mean, there is a cost. So she can get peace. But the Baal is Mechuyev, because his Agodeh was bought. So Mele, the Chachomim say that Chavdim would have to handle this matter of the few of Meir Kesef that she come in the Torah. Why? Because there is a possibility that later on two other Eidim will show up. Two other Eidim will show up. And they will say, that they saw that the issue was Mizanke. At 7 o'clock in the morning. So the Koshe of Boyahab will not apply to them. Because what did Eidav say? That at 8 o'clock in the morning, Sunday of the Shredish Nissen, so they walk in Wachemacher with the Ishe. So they were matched the first cut of Eidav. But the second cut of Eidav, they say, let's say they might say so, that they saw that the issue was Mizale at 7 o'clock in the morning. At 7 o'clock in the morning. So then they are not mukhesh from the idea because they didn't say anything about the issue being with them at 7 o'clock in the morning. They said that the issue was Mizale at 8 o'clock in the morning. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, so now they could have been in the same place where the next thing about say she was.
So then,
there won't be a koshe between the first Katanei Dabao and the second Katanei Dabao. So the Gemara, Sanhedrin says that if the koshe between two Kiddush Eidim is only 1 hour, so that's not a koshe. Because people can make a mistake. But until that cutting in, until that, so why don't we say, even before another cutting comes and testifies that they saw that the issue was done at 7 o'clock in the morning, we should say there is no accusation between the Abao and the Abao, but maybe the Abao testified the truth, and the Abao also testified the truth. So the Rosh says, no, that we don't say. We don't, if the two kids say to him, and they both testify to the same thing, but there is a variance in 1 hour, so then we say there is a mistake. So one Tate, he made a mistake in the hour, it's hard to approximate, so there is no accusation. But until the other card comes, so then we don't, inject New Testimony. Since right now there is a Hoshet, so we don't inject new explanations, something that wasn't testified by anyone. If another cut of Ida Baal come, and they will say that they saw, that the same, they will testify the same thing as the first cut. Except, where is the first cut? Said at 8 o'clock in the morning, they will say, the same thing happened, they saw the same thing happened at 7 o'clock. Then we say, since people can make a mistake, so in other words, they were both. They were both testifying as the same thing, and it's not a question. But until another cut about comes, we're not at liberty to inject a new explanation and to change and to change and to explain that what Katan's, what Abim say, so they mean something else. Only when there is a question between two things, then we can reconcile the two arguments so that there shouldn't be a question. But until another cut comes, we're not at liberty to explain. The Agode of the Ida Baal, which said explicitly that at 8 o'clock, no, they really meant that really it was 7 o'clock. But we have to anticipate maybe other Edim will show up, and they will say that they saw how Elisha was Mizane at 7 o'clock in the morning. So in Melee, then the Isha will be Mechuyev Misa, and they will get Misa. So because of that, even before other Edim show up, since there is a possibility that other Edim will show up, since there is a possibility that other Edim will show up, so in Melee, there is... So the matter of the Meir Keset that is incumbent upon the Baal has to be handled by Chogim. This is what the Mashiach says, and this is what the Maram says, the same thing. We mentioned different theory, the Masho himself mentions another theory, but it doesn't make any difference, the theory is not important. But this is the way the Masho and the Maram explain. Yes. So this is Masi and the Etzem Shita from the time, that's a big finish. In other words, that in order that the Baal should be free of Meir Kesef, it's not necessary that it should be proven that the Avos of the Baal is false. Even if it's not proven that it's false, as long as it becomes possible. The last piece of the Gemara says Tanoi, the Tanoi. In Britkin, the Russian Bishop Kiva, the Rabakir. So Rabakiva says the Deidin, this is a vow, does not require Bishop Kiva. A Tarfino Bishop, the Commission given of Hanine, Domer of Hanine, Vartira, the Roman that in the forces, with Bishop Kiva, Shenema, which protects the Roman, who might harm over the Roman is in Trishan Bishop Kiva, shall kill the Roman, who might be the Mars of Akiva, the Kiva, the Roman is done. So that's the last piece of Gemara in Poland. So there's machleke between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, whether even this is a vow requires Bishop Kiva or not. Then we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that it doesn't require Bishop Kiva. What is the machleke? Machleke is the Rabbi Tarfon says that since there is a ksuve, so there's the same thing like in the moment, so maybe it doesn't require Bishop Kiva. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Rabbi Akiva says, that since there is ksuvi involved, so that's momenes, so it's like the momenes, so it is a balance between like the momenes, so it doesn't require the issue, right? And Rav Tarfon says, since Koshagimal is Jesus, I'll make it for Shetani. Now we pass like Rav Akiva, it doesn't require the issue of Kirei. So why should this news be different? Why should this news be different? That's the question against Rav Tarfon. All right, there is a tshuva in the Ebenezer, Shal the tshuva Ebenezer, Simon I invade. So he discusses
that they were convinced that he and
whether that it is loose require
the bishop. He's still hired. In other words, suppose Sanhedrin is given a deal of a legal release, and he's executed, and then after the execution, so they realize that they made a mistake. Does it mean that the Sanhedrin are Rotzchim? But Rotzchim the Ines? No, they're not Rotzchim. Because the Gemara Din itself, that's Alochim Momen, we know that's Alochim Momen, that Dinei Din, but he's Mechuyev to pay. So certain Dayonim, under certain circumstances, he doesn't have to pay. Under certain circumstances, if he received the shoes from the Rish Galuse, he doesn't have to pay if so. And if he didn't receive the shoes from the Rish Galuse, from the Nosi, so then he does have to pay, but he doesn't reverse the judgment. Why doesn't he reverse the judgment? The answer is the
how can we say that the Chachomim were misakein There shouldn't be
Why? Because the reversal of
And by the moment it's there in Hakone, so because of
however,
that,
most
so she should be Meteres Le'alme. When the Rai says she should be Meteres Le'alme. How do you understand it? Here it's even more difficult than in connections in this movie. Because in connections in this movie, because me, the Rai say to acquire Rishur Kire, because everything requires Rishur Kire. So that means she's not a survivor. So we can understand.
Only
the second involved. So it shouldn't require the Shulchan. So she should have to be a survivor. So it's the Chumre. But here, Rabbi Akiva, why this?
So you should have the same.
So that's even more difficult. So how do we understand this? Now we will understand. Now this Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, here will be able to understand the reasoning of thesis of
so no other person
the
thesis
do not require the
no other person
do require the shirhare because we go on the
no other person is high.
Now
that is
here the machlik between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tavon,
it's not clear exactly what
reference to Edim Saba. Now, by Edim Saba, so the Mishnah woman said that the first Bezbishut was not Matia.
If we accept Mishnah
Rishayna, according to Mishnah Rishayna, so
Bezbishut
was not Matia, initially innocent, on the basis of the testimony of Isha and of Edimi. And then, Mishnah Rishayna was not. Why was the Mishnah Rishayna not here?
So the Gemara says,
because Yusra Bidluye, and also,
still, the Gemara says that Zimri shat maizeh.
So the issue that it will be very serious discussions in case she gets married when the Baal wouldn't show up. So the issue is very cautious. She wouldn't get married until she's convinced.
But the
Mishnah she's convinced that what the Gemara says is true. And she has her own.
Only
because of
only
now the question is it the
right
or is it the right or is it not? So there is a machlekes reshev. Teisa shiteyi. Now the Ramban
first
here.
So
the Ramban here
at the
end of Yevomeh.
But it's very important
that this machlekes
such a kwal. Such a kwal.
This machlekes.
That in that case,
not
so Zimri had the right way of him, but if any other Jew killed him,
so that's only our little Mishnah Rishayna, Kedem Shehur Ziku, where Hamid Misho, Hevet, the Shifro, and the Ben, but Lacha Shehur Ziku, the Hamid,
would have
to Mishnah Rishayna, so we don't require any
aid.
I mean, all the psalm alemo. So we certainly don't require the shochtira. That's not in Stava. When can there be a loche shochtira?
Now there is a requirement of
so it's aloche of the rashto, the kato, there is aloche of the shochtira. Masheike, according to Mishnah Rishayna, that
he will have to kill
him. So it's not just and make me pay. So we don't require either. So we have to say, Trishoch, so that one, so the Ramban says,
what is this machwek?
This machwek, Shati of Rabbi Akiva, is so Kedem Shehu, he is
Mechuyev, Misha,
Ve'evet, Shifcho,
and when we say one is there, we say,
it doesn't
make sense to say,
before the Chachonah, he decided to believe, So but there is another
gift.
Says there is another girse, Bidrishe in Beitkin, in Moshe Bidrishe Uchtire, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tauf, Meimer Beitkin. Beitin. So in other words, an Ekame says, in Beitin and Rabbativ and Rabtav say Beitin. So in
Rabbonon
say
in Beitin.
So you also have to pass in Beitin.
It's not such a
but then there's the third
year. Because the Gmore, according to the three of Beitin,
the Rosh Hashanah, the Rabtav, the Rabbativ,
the Rabbativ, the Rabbativ,
the
So
anyway, Rishenim say that Aloche is Rabative, that Aloche is the Tame Beit. That's what Rishenim says. The Tame Beit, Tame Beit, and then according to Rambam. So the Machloke is according to Mishnah Rishen, according to Mishnah Achen, there is no
Shailah.
So of course, Tame Beit can be
the Shailah.
So that means that we pass from the Machloke wanted to Beit can even according to Mishnah Rishen, when it was required. So still, the Aloche was, so we pass from the Machloke
is not a reference. To the
so we see from the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva
bases
it upon the Gemara is in that it was that's why Rabbi Tam is equated with the
Gemara wanted to put from the
Gemara
in order to understand
Rabbi
Tam requires now so the Gemara says
now the Mishnah.
Now yes, Rabbi mentions
that the thing which is about
the Gemara requires.
Even so that was the ship for all Psuim, Anem. So and even when he
says,
so the question is it with Reise or is it with Rabbis?
He didn't give him his say.
So this is the line that is because with Reise in Dorosh Be'erba Poch Shoshnai.
So we see that Shiv Lamon and Bodem
with Reise, so it's in
Dorosh Be'erba
Poch Shoshnai. So Mumele, we require it, but why did the Chachomim
believe
so that's because
in order to meet out
because of the goodness, so Mele is Yeshia, that's what they
said. So the Torah tells us, Yeshia,
So Rashi, Shabbos, Davos, Mamei, Nafni, Vomit, Afin, Rabbol, Mishuvim. Very strange.
Why?
Because most Rishayim currently hold that Midirai say an Idechot is possible, and an Idechot
is possible
with them. An Idechot is possible. Most Rishayim hold that Midirai say.
Because
Midirai
the same way
so,
as
so
one Dechot, who killed someone who is highly missed was Yim Avdina Lemise. So we spot the Rosh Hashanah because he's a Davos Taylor. So it's not a chat that only when Yim Avdina Lemise is in the Davos Taylor. Not because it was Yim Avdina Lemise
as he has
the
Medish of the
Rambah. But with every Mitzayah, because two is the Rosh Hashanah.
So, now it seems with the Chiyuah Shechmat on the Sefer, and because of Mil Zav and Yoli Gluye, so there is a Choche that the Idecho tells the truth. Because if the Idecho didn't tell the truth, the Ishe wouldn't rely on it. And the Ishe has a way of knowing. The Ishe has earned it. She knows, let's say, that if her husband would be living. With the living,
so
he would manage to tell. So she has her ways of knowing the issue. So Mimele, when the Dechot testifies, he knows the possible. And when Isha relies on it, so then there is a Choche because of Mutla Vidu Iguye and because of Tichim HaShachmak on the Sefer. So it's a Choche Zdorit. So it's not a Biro of Edes. So it's another Biro. Like like chazoke, like home. So this dibur is effective midraisa. So two in Dorash Bell for Alishnai, so the answer is this only implies that the Nikdeho, let's say,
he's not
comes and says this Garsho or this Kacho, so he has no limone. So in Mele there is no Biro either. But here we have extraneous Chochet, extraneous evidence on the basis of the Vorosu is going with the Shakriche and on the basis of the Chino Shekhar or the Seifo. So we have extraneous Chochet. So Mele, so this is much better than Idecho. The Idecho, if he has no limones, so it's not a deal altogether. But here we have an extraneous. And that seems to be the Shita Saram. The Ramban is so he says something else. The reason is why the Chachomim, at first the Chachomim were not minding the Idecho, the Isho. And then so then the Chachomim said that
no one has the shoes to kill them.
So it doesn't mean that the Chachomim should kill them.
But Chayiv Miseh to a Chachomim
are not required.
Because of the Chayiv Miseh to the
even though there is a lot of the Roshav HaOpok Mishnayim, because Miseh Sabal is not the subject matter.
Miseh Sabal
is not the subject matter of the
Roshav HaOpok. For example,
even if the Chachomim comes and say Niskacho, so what is the subject matter of Niskacho?
So, but the Giladam,
I mean, is there any other significance in the fact of Niskacho except the Dovah Shebe'ah was significant?
But that doesn't mean that he's Chayiv Miseh.
Even if Dehot comes and says Niskacho, so it's a Dehot of Dovah Shebe'ah.
So
but when Dehot comes and says,
but he died only the Giladam.
It's not important. He doesn't have to say Meisaba. He says Tweini Meis. And that Tweini happens to be the husband. So he doesn't testify directly as a Dov Shebe'ah. He just testifies that that person, Reuven, died. Now Reuven has a wife. So maybe if he dies, so maybe she should be allowed to get married. So that's a result. But the subject matter is not directly Dov Shebe'ah. When someone comes and says, "Please, this Niskacho," so the subject matter is a subject matter of Dov Shebe'ah. He testified that the status of the woman was changed. She was a Pnuyo, now she became an Ishish. But when one someone comes and says, Reuven died, so he doesn't testify as to Dov
Shebe'ah.
It has enough meaning in Dov Shebe'ah. But it affects the Dov Shebe'ah. But the subject matter of the Eides is not Dov Shebe'ah. It's just the Giladam that this person died. So in many ways, since my subject matter is not directly the subject matter of Dov Shebe'ah, it's not the heft of Dov Shebe'ah, the Indian as to which he testified. So in many ways, the Aluch of Dov Shebe'ah was Mishnayim, so it doesn't even apply. Doesn't even apply. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Yivomi says, there's a Machleket Rashenu whether Yivomi and Chlitze require to aid in the Gemar. So that's in the Gav in the other Aloch of Dov Shebe'ah, because there are two aspects in the Dov Shebe'ah. One Aloch of Dov Shebe'ah is that the people of Dov Shebe'ah will require slaves. Oh, and then there's another aloha that Dov Shebe'ah requires to aid in the Gimah Dov, let's say like Dushin, Gerish, Mashin, for example, in this noose, it's not shy to say that without aid in this noose is no noose, but we still apply the aloha of Dov Shebe'ah for Mishnayim in respect to the Biro as a reverse. So there are two aspects in Dov Shebe'ah, that the Biro of Dov Shebe'ah requires to aid him, and that the Gimah Dov. As to whether the Kimah Dov aspect of Dov Shebe'ah was Mishnayim, Dov Shebe'ah was Mishnayim, applies to Chlitze and Yidin, there is a Machlokes Mutiyesef and Rambam. But according to Mutiyesef, so the Halacha of Kimah Dov of Dov Shebe'ah applies to Chlitze and Yidin. According to the Rambam, it goes Moslem. There is a kind of stuff in there. That's in regard to the Kimah Dov. But insofar as the people, the Lefuga aspect is concerned, so then of course it goes without saying that Yibum is also in Dalashem Be'Avo, and Chlitze is also in Dalashem Be'Avo. That's why the Yachot will testify the woman with Yod Chlitze is not the money.
Because it constitutes it.
Yes, not the money. We'll apply it to it. Still, the Gemara, I think it's that Membo, or Zion Yibum, says, Ishtamidu e hog, afil al pi Yachot, afil al pi Yisho, afil al pi Koch. What does it mean, Ishtamidu e? Ishtamidu e means, let's say, now a woman died, her husband wasn't survived by children, and the husband is a brother, so she's kukal yibum or lichlit. And then we don't know who the brother is. And then the whole Yisho, the Korev, comes to Ben and says, this person, that's the brother of this.
Somebody will kill, who will kill.
So is them.
But
that is Tamidu.
It takes an hour until it dies.
So there is a machlekes reshein. So what's the pshat? Why? So the Roshan Agmor itself, Milse,
who is going to die,
give a Milse Baal, that's the Roshan Agmor. Ishtamidu e afilu al pi dechod, al pi nesha, al pi kod. The more you want to think about it. So the my time is give a Milse Baal. So the Rambam says, you can see Mokhlitze, he says, what the Pshat, give a Milse Baal, make it go for so we go. So it's now a way of Milse Baal, really Mishakrish. So in other words, this is a Ichazok, so a person, whether let's say B is the brother of A or not, so that is also the balance. I mean, you can't conceal it from the public. I mean, forever. So it's a Milton Abdulguy. So Milton Abdulguy, so it's based upon the wounded.
So the whole Milton Abdulguy.
That's the Rambam. That's how the Rambam explains it more. Of the Yilagam
of the whole,
the Rambam, according to the Rambam, so the Pshat is Yilu Mitzvah Omer because it's not the Chetz of the Dalashem Be'Avo. Meicha Teisei should require it. Chlitze requires it. Yilu requires it. Because that, the subject matter is the subject matter of the Dalashem Be'Avo. But here, he doesn't testify it to the Dalashem Be'Avo. He just says, B is the brother of the Reuven who died and who didn't have children. So he testifies as some Mila Daome. That's Gibu Milse Baome. In other words, it's very much implicit in the Russian expression of Gibu Milse Baome. It's not the Chesed of Be'avo. It affects the Roshe Be'avo. There is not me the Roshe Be'avo. If he is the brother, then he'll give Chlitze. So it will be Mater Helish. If he's not the brother, he'll give a Chlitze. So his Chlitze is no Chlitze. So he'll not be able to battle Chlitze. But when he says this is the brother, he doesn't testify to Dalashem Be'Avo, he just testifies to the friend, as to Emily Dalman, that he is the brother of this mercy.
He is as much
from as Mele, and to the Ramban explains it that way.
As his son of
from
the
Russian of the Viv, it's much more like the Ramban Shab, not like the Ramban Shab, because
so
the Mele, the Ramban, the same way applies, the same wonders. There too, when he says may explain, he doesn't testify as to the Dalashem Be'Avo. But which has a nachkeminah, it has a bearing on the Dalashem Be'Avo. So Milet with Haiseh, says the Rambam. So the Dalok of Moshe Rav line doesn't apply to Mitzvah, to any Mitzvah. Because it's not the Dalashem Be'Avo. It's Gilu Milse Baal, but since it has a considerable base on
the Mele, the whole
and the Moshe Baal
also has it in our
Shabbat.
So, just the Homi can be considered
from Misake that it should require it. That was the Mishnah Rishayin. And then, because of the Gune, and because of Antichim Hashem Ma'at will be safe, Homi more matters. So, in other words, Homi more not in Kere Zeraise. The Chachomim were only the Mishnah Chene was only Matia, was only Iker Ad Rabbanon, because me the Raisi Tav Dov Shebel. But even it only has a bearing of Rabbanon Shebel. So then with Rabbanon, it was considered a Dov Shebel, because of the bearing it has on Dov Shebel. So then, because of Tichim Hashem Ma'at will be safe, so who's the Golan? So the Golan. Anyway, so
the Rambam mentions that
now,
that there are two slaves.
So
now we pass like
you
a buyer.
Now we can understand the first halacha that the Ramban mentions, this piece of Gemara in the moment, at the end of the Gemara. He says that the machlekes
of
that's only kibbutz shulam to pull the arm in Yishov Eved.
And then, there is a Rosh,
but lacha shulam, not lacha shulam, of course it doesn't apply to Yishov
Eved.
But kibbutz shulam is a cool.
So kibbutz shulam is a cool.
Kibbutz shulam is a cool. So then, it requires the Rabbonim to acquire the Eved.
So
because the Rabbonim was considered a war, so that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Tarfon. Kedem Shavuot Kol Am Yishov Eved Shivkov Chok Tzulim. Whether it required Rishot Kol Am Yishov Eved, because Kedem Shavuot Kol Am
Yishov Eved
Kol Am Tzulim, so it was considered the Zom Shabbat. The Zom Shabbat. So it required David.
Not the Chosh the Chomos.
And now we still have the Chomos. So why does Rosh Hashiva say,
now, so why does Rosh Hashiva say
that it was not Rosh Hashiva,
the Mishnah
is about, how
do we know,
has the Jews of the Pandik Suvah, the Jews of Ibn Molnes, after all, I mean the most important thing of
it is about not
excellent, it's a petty thing. The important thing in Ibn Molnes is the fact that she'll be able to get married. So just because it involves the Suvah, so the issue among us, and there is a takone. So because of that, so we have to understand what's the chat? Now since with the Rabbonim, it is Dovah Shebe'ah, what is Rabbah? So the Meir is Dovah Shebe'ah, and only this requires Trish Yochtireh. I mean the moment with the Chosh, but there is a special takone. So the Ramban himself was bothered by it.
Was not in the Ramavir of the Kichas Mokh. Was not in the Ranavira of the Kichas Mokh. And it's nothing, and it's not an Avira for which there is Malkes on his bed. So then it's not possible. It's not possible. Now, the Mishneh, I mentioned the Mishneh in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishneh in Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi. So the Mishnah mentions the Sachin, the Kuvies, the Cheshvis, they are all the Ksulim Leides.
The last piece of the Ramban, before the Kuvies of Sachin of the Ramban.
Malva Beribis.
So, Chodi Chai is this in Russian Dushar Kira, Yitzh before she, the whole name of Kirim Shehud.
So he's only
possible. But Lachas Yehud Rabu, so of course,
why not?
He doesn't require it. Mikol Mokin Kira Lakiru Chai Mokos. The Omar in Beit. The Chai, the Kach Poskagin. We came with the title of Chanis, the mouth of Rakib in Kiksuve, Rabbi Kiva holds, Kiva in Kiksuve, and we shall be in the moment of
them. The Kashel,
the Chemiacha, the Iged, the Moshe, Shein Adin, Shein Nemon, Lomer, the Nu, Mishad, the Moment of Shebei, the Chim, the Chilin, the Moshe, the Mishad, the Moment. Why? Because it's the Moshe's Given the kinder Rabbonim the code in the moment, Shein Bohem Kishu Lachkire, Vaadine Isin Shetik Bo Yishu Hazun, Ksuvosa Achiem, Ki Efshia Shol Elahamin Eison Arusun Shalom. Di Binon Lachshenisi Lacha Titli Mashe Kosef Lachi. Because that was written in the
Ksuvet.
I mean, to the Mishdeh Ksuvet is not written. But in the Ksuvet, Bizman Agmore, that was the Nusach. In other words, so in other words, so there is a relationship, there is a connection between getting married to somebody else and collecting the Jewish. The Efter Name Lahakne Barusa Yisam Nisun.
Vim Shein
Shabisune Limile Rabbonon Chichuto Lidu. In Name Hohekoma. Natere Kol Adin Shebeteiro Badin Shirokir. Nations in the name.
If we say as far as we can, so we say as far as we can. We say that we are getting the rice. But it's not possible. Because people think that in as much as the money of Kuvie is given with Dante, so mainly doesn't involve it.
No, it's not his rabbi.
It doesn't
it's the brother of his rabbi.
Who made the Arab that the rock. So,
because he thinks this
rabbi only applies when you take it by Kochim Amish,
we in shall use the issue. But when you don't take it by Kochim Amish, even though
there is no real business,
so there is no second. So maybe it's a shaking. The question is, if it's a shaking, if it's a
shaking, either
you know the difference, or if he knows the
difference,
or if he knows the difference, or if he knows the difference, or if he knows the difference, or if he knows the difference, or if he knows the difference, or if he knows the אלו שלחו כך חומי דברי, ומי הוא מדהל גם נוצק, כי הוא נפושה, כבו יהיה בשביל כזה, מוקמין על דינתי יחד, לא נעשה, ששוב יגת מהרית. שאם תנוסי תיתו כסוב, תחיבים די כבו שומצא, ובו יתחיל שלח כירה, אז הוא נבטחי, ומקמין על דינתי, ומר סובה, עד הרבה, כיבים די כעדית מבדישן דהלמה, לא יבו יתחיל שלח כירה, שירוכה, איקה, כסובה שהוא יתחל אותם כחומים שלו, עסיס בו יתחיל שלח כירה, לסקלון למה הוא נחש, דאיז בדין מפושת, ומקמין על דינת נישואים, בדינתי רו, ודאיז כסובה לתחכם של רבונון, תלס לכסובה ליפולת רבונון, ודין הכנסוי, ודי כול העלמה בנוסקישה וכל גוי גיטו קדושין יש לבד לדעת.
So what if שח? So, why does Tisha say in the business why does Tisha be Kuvia? Kovit man domar as machta lo ikanti.
It's so very likely that the Ramban means the same
Lombard
that what Rito means is the name of
Rashi.
Apparently, a Rav Akinchos was bothered by this question. How does Rav Akiva say?
Does he know or he doesn't?
How does Rav Akiva say? But the Arishenim hold, if not for the Midir Shachmarto, the Sefer Kalsu Chloso, so Midiraisi it would require to Eli. So the question is, how does Rabbi Akiva say, just because it involves Ksuve, the Ksuve is in the Momenes, and there is a Konis Chachomim, the Gabbard in the Momenes, so Mele doesn't require the Shioch Kire. So because of that, we can be Matar and Shish. Just because when midiraisa even did more. So Rav Pinchos says that midiraisa there is no doubt that Eidei Dovah Shebe'er would do not require whether it's Eidei Mitzabal or Eidei Gitnuk Vishen or Eidei Znus. Midiraisa, the Rav Pinchos says, Eidei Dovah Shebe'er would midiraisa do not require Rishuch Kirin. But there is a loche of Dovah Dovah Memome. So let us say, that it
the
does not have the chumra of nefashim.
Is
it chumra or just the chumra of moment? But midiraisa even moment requires rishuch kire. So he says the very big chiddush. Actually, the nesiva says that in the respect, not in connection with rishuch kire, in connection with
other things.
But this is really shoshah in Arav Pinchas. that in the moment, so even though the Dovah is wired, but there is a fundamental distinction between the requirement of Eidet in Momeh, in Momeh, in Momeh Foshet, or in Dovah Shabbat, because in Momeh, in Momeh Foshet, so not only is there a requirement of Eidet, there is a lot of Eidet, and also of Kabbalah Eidet by Bezel. Suppose two Eidim in the street will testify, and there is no Kabbalah Eidet by Bezel,
so then he has the right
there is no Kabbalah Eidet by Bezel. And
in order to collect,
and so then it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. So the aloha is by Momin and by Moshes. The aloha is that because it requires Eidim, two Eidim Sherim, and there has to be Kabbalah
in the old debt.
Kabbalah Eidim Babel.
That doesn't give
Mashenik in Dovah Shabbat. So the Altise of Dovah Dovah implies that there is a requirement
and say it's mine.
To Eidim. So in other words, and if therefore there's no money. But there is no requirement of Kabbalah Eidim Babel. If two Eidim Sherim will testify that a woman was miscatched, Bechur, not with Nebel, so it's also true.
Because
the Kosovo only implies that an Idechot is not Nemon. We require two Eidim Sherim. Not that it is subject to all the requirements of the Eidus of the
Nemon.
It doesn't require Kabbalah Eidus the best. So the Mele,
when the Mele says, give it a Loch in Kabbalah Eidus the best,
we do Rashto and Chokar, we do Rashto and Chokar, as a matter of fact, you know, there is a Chayim, and who says the same thing, I mean, in regard to something else, in regard to Drishio Chkire, but Drishio Chkire, Drishio Chkire is stuck.
Now,
So if not for the tachone of Ritzino Zelot with the Rov, so then Mechorin should be possible. The only business why Mechorin is Kshelim is because of Ritzino Zelot in the law. So the question is, how about the yes? Why is the yes
Mechorin is Kshelim?
No, with the right age, the get should be bought.
That the one who is
So I put the Rabbi Yitzchak and give the Teretz, and I'm the witness why Mizrachi gets without Tzman. His kosher is So Mimele, there certainly should be three shows. So with the Rabbonon, even if it's about, it should require the Shiva. Because of the element of Tzume of Mones, that even if it's about, that going to be the Shiva, of even if it's about, the Shiva. So even with the Rabbonon, there should be the Shiva here, because of the Mones element that is involved in that going to be the Shiva. So, but the Rabbonon is okay.
So,
of a day's news, there certainly shouldn't be a Rashi Shitish in the country. Mitzah Rashi Shitish. And the only reason as to why there should be a Rashi Shitish is Mitzah the woman element that is involved in the news. So the Dagoda Vigna's news has two components. First of all, there is the Yisrael element, Lo Yisrael Pashto, and then the woman element, Lapsi Dom Sebosso. So from the point of view of the Yisrael element, there certainly shouldn't be a requirement. Because Dovah Shebeer, so the Sakot of Dovah Dovah implies that in the Yechon is not finished, not that there should be Kabbalah Seishon. So since there is no requirement on the basis of the Yisrael element of his mood, so there is only Rishur Kirin, but there is also a moment of Rashi involved in the Akkad of the Yidus, so the question is, now, as far as the money is concerned, so there are two kinds of money. There is one kind of money where the Chachomim said it was required Rishon Kirin. There is another kind of money that the Chachomim said it does require Rishon Kirin. So we know that the Western basis assumes here that not all money.
Now what the Rambam
does not require Rishon Kirin. Only certain moments do not require Rishon Kirin. It does require, but there is some moments that does require Rishon Kirin. So the question is, the moment element that is involved in the Eidus news, in the Akkadah of the Eidus news, is it analogous to Idoyes Valvoyes, or is it analogous to Dilat Rechavoyes? So Teisa says, it's analogous to
Dilat Rechavoyes. The Choshechomos means when we say the Aviris of the Kichas Moment.
Now,
so we say the Aviris of the Kichas Moment. But
there is
Rashi,
a very long Shuvah by the name of the Hud, about Mashiach Kirin is
not possible in the Rashi.
So this is the key that Rishi, the Hidus must require Rishiach Kirin. And without Rishiach Kirin, she will not be, she will not be a soul of the
Rashi. That's
this state. And then, the Smaim also said that the required Rishon Kirin, the Smaim also said that the required Rishon Kirin. So there is a Chuve in the Nibu today, a Shalish Chuve 7 there, there are the Nibu today, Simen Ayin Peit, Chuve Ayin Peit. Very long Chuve. So there, he mentions, he quotes the Roshan of Shalish Chuve 7. So he quotes that Chuve, and he says that, so he mentions all these Rishonim, Rav Teisve, Rav Smaimin, Smag, that Eidus news require, that Eidus news require Rishonim, and he means, so he says that the Pshat in all these Rishonim is, that the required issue of Kirin, not only there is a Hoshe in the Kirin. So the even if there is no Hoshe, they say it's a Kirin. We don't know if it is a Shor, or Beis Yim Bechidesh, they observe this news, but they didn't notice. They don't remember which day. So then, they decide. Because what Teisa says, why it means, they have to say all the Sheva Hashiras. Beis Yim, Beis Shor, Beis Boche, Beis Bechidesh, Beis Kamo Bechidesh, Kamo Bechidesh, Beis Shmite, everything, all the seven
Chidesh.
That he mentions in the name of Rabbi Nachman Basasun. And then he says, so he mentions the Beis Yosef in Cheshen Mishpet in Simel Amet. So there, the Beis Yosef says,
because everyone is
there, many Rishonim
in the Akhir, and still the Torah after that.
The Beis Yosef mentions, so what the Beis Yosef is an example.